Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I really am truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today. Once again, this is truly the day that the Lord hath made, and I shall and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I do recognize, praise God, on today that God is still on the throne, and that through my faults, my wrongs, and my inappropriate situations or decisions that I make, I still have an advocate to the Father, and that's in His Son Jesus, to ask for forgiveness. Now yet, I have to continue to maintain oneself and understand in the name of Jesus that God prefers for us to have commitment rather than sacrifice. Yet it's important for us to have a sacrifice as well, because we have to decipher the difference between what's more important: fleshly desires, worldly actions, and lose ourselves in sin, or recognize that we can do the right thing at the right time, but we're not perfect and we all make mistakes. I always mention, praise God, in past the mistakes and situations in which I've allowed myself to encounter. And if I have mentioned that I'm honest and I'm open and truthful, that I've made mistakes. I made poor decisions in relation to relation. I allowed the enemy and the world to get upon me because I wasn't getting what I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted it. That's one thing that we learned, praise God, is that that's King Baby. King Baby is what we go through when we want what we want, when we want it. Hey, we go through what we go through for a reason. And as we've learned in the past, what does not kill you, come on somebody, will make you stronger. We have to have the presence of the Spirit of God in our life. We have to trust and recognize that God is the only answer to our situation. We have to humble ourselves, listen to the Word, and allow the Word to be in us, which is in also Christ Jesus. We have the God of understanding. We in human beings, we don't forgive so easily, though. We don't forgive so easily as human beings, but we have to recognize, praise God, as we will continue forth on this broadcast to read the Word of God. But it is found that it is imperative that we share what many of us go through, many of us, and even myself as a man of God licensed to preach the Word of God. I say that I have temptations. And I've given in to temptations in the past as well. And I come forth to ask God to forgive me. For the only one that can pass judgment upon you or upon me or upon anyone that commits sin is that one that has the power to judge. And that's God. The Word of God says to judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged by the same measure. So understand. God is the only judge, and he will forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they are. The Bible says the only unforgivable sin is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That means you lying and don't believe that God is who he said he is. That's the sin. But he lets us know we sin, and we must confess our sins. In John, 1 John 1:9, that we are to confess our sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. No longer is it about you, but the Christ that's in you. We need to be born again. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that this word goes forth, hits the heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and heart of that one that feels. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God, praise God. I want to give God all honor and praise, truly in the name of Jesus, for, yes, being ahead of my life, coming before me, giving out, but trusting him and being upon him. Honoring my wife in the name of Jesus, Lady Diane Shaw, and also saying hello to all those, and God bless to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and even into our archives. God bless you, 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 and you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. But let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you at this moment, at this time, we first and foremost acknowledge you as being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We thank you, Father God, for being God, for we know it's you. With no idols or no circumstances that we have to abide by, because you have all power in the palm of your hands. For you are all power in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for that light on today. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of my unrighteousness and any negative word and profanity or negative thought in the word that we ask you forgive us of. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory on today. As we move forward in the reading, God bless each and every one that's hearing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, once again, we also continue to get higher and higher trusting that God's going to deliver us from whatever situation that we go through and that we're in. Because you know, Romans 8 and 28, that we know all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, that love God. Do you love him today? Keep it real and trust him. We're coming forth, and I want to acknowledge that before we end on this evening, we have a special guest. Where he's not a guest. He might be a guest to some, but he's family for many of us. He's Minister Andrew Orlander. He would like to come on, and we're going to bring him on to share some words of encouragement. Make sure you stay on and listen. 708. Make sure, 312, we got some power going on. And we will open up the mics for anyone to ask comments. We'll begin reading shortly. We're coming out of the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, praise God, 2 Samuel. And being that this is 2 Samuel, we're coming out of the first chapter of 2 Samuel. So praise God as we continue forth. As we continue forth, we ask that you continue to listen to and pray for us as we continue reading in Jesus' name. 2 Samuel, chapter 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag. And it came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And as it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth and did obedience. And David said unto him, from whence comest thou? And he said unto him, out of the camp of Israel I escaped. And David said unto him, how went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, that the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are falling and dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. And David said unto the young man that told him, now howest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and the horsemen followed after him. And when he had looked behind him, he saw me and called upon me, and I answered, here am I. And he said unto me, who art thou? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. He said unto me again, stand, I pray thee, upon me and slay me, for anguish is come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. He said unto me again, stand, I pray thee, upon me and I slay me, for this is come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that. He was fallen. And he took a crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm and have brought them hither unto my Lord. Then David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned
and wept, and fast upon eating for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. And David said unto the young man that told him, Whence art thou? And he answered, I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite. And David said unto him, How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thy hand and destroy the Lord's anointed? David called of one of the young men and said, Go near and fall upon him. And he smote him that he died.
And David said unto him,
Thy blood be upon thy head, and thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed.
And David lamented with the lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he bowed them teach the children of Judah the use of the bowl. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasper.
The body of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shields of the mighty is barely cast away. The shield of soul as thou hast not been anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, a bold Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been upon me. Thy love to have as was wonderful, passing the love of woman. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished?
Chapter 2 of the book of 2 Samuel.
And it came to pass after this, that David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into thy, of all the city of Judah?
And the Lord said upon him,
Go up. And David said, Whither shall I go up?
And he said, On to Hebron. So David went up hither, and his two wives also, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. And his men that were with him did David bring up every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And the men of Judah came, and there the anointed David, king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying that the men of Jabesh Gilead dwell they that bear its soul. And David sent messengers out to the men of Jabesh Gilead and said unto them,
Blessed be ye of the Lord, that ye have showed this kindness unto our Lord, even unto Saul,
and have buried him. And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you. And I also will requite you this kindness, because ye have done this thing. Therefore now let our hands be strengthened, and be ye valiant, for your master's soul is dead. And also the house of Judah have anointed my king over thee. Abner, son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim, and made him king over Gilead, and over the Asherites, and over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. And Abner, the son of Ner, and servants of the Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, went out for Mahanaim to Gibeon. And Joab, the son of Zizra, and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon. And they sat down, the one of the one side of the pool and the other on the other side of the pool. And Abner said to Joab, Let the young man know, arise and play before us. And Joab said, Let them arise. Then they aroused and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to the Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And he caught every one his fellow by the head, and thrust his sword in his fellow's side. So they fell down together, wherefore the place was called Helshkah Hezrom, which is in Gibeon. And that was a very sore battle that day, that Abner was beaten in the men of Israel before the servants of David. And there was 3 sons of Zeruah, the Joab, and Adashua, and Asael. And Asael was as light of foot as a wild roe. As Asael pursued of Abner, and in going he turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him and said, Art thou Asael? And he answered, I am. And Abner said to him, Turn thee aside to thy right hand, to thy left, and lay thy hold on one of the young men, and take thee his armor. But Asher the cool would not turn aside from following of him. And Abner said again to Asher, Turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab, my brother? Howbeit,
he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner, with the hinder end of his spear, smote him under the fifth rib, that the spear came out behind him, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that was many as come to the place where Asher fell down and died, stood still. Joab also and Abishua pursued after Abner. And the sun went down when they were come to the hill of Anah and lieth before Gilead by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner and became one troop and stood on the top of the hill. And Abner called to Joab and said, "Shall the sword devour the forever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then? Are they bid to people return from following their brethren?" And Joab said, "The God liveth, unless thou hadst spoken, surely then I be mourning the people had gone up everyone from following his brother." So Joab blew the trumpet, and all the people stood still and pursued after Israel no more. Neither fought they anymore. And Abner and his men walked all the night through the plain and passed over Jordan and went through the Bitron, and they came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from following Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servant 19 men and Eshiel. But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin at Abner's men, so that the 300 of threescore men died. And they took up Eshiel and buried him in the scepter of his father, which was in Benjamin. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at break of day. Amen. Well, once again, we want to thank you for joining us as we read the first two chapters of 2 Samuel. Praise God. And we have 16 minutes remaining on the show, but we want to open up the mic for Minister Andrew Orlander. Praise God. When he keys up and let me know, praise God, your mic is open. And if you desire, yes, amen, there he is. Praise God. We're going to honor this, Brother Andrew, as our church time, okay? You know how we go every Wednesday. We have a church meeting, and you get an opportunity, so on and so forth. You know, well, we know that in the word, it acknowledges what we ought to do. And I know God is speaking to all of us to speak and do what it is he has for us to do. And with no longer being said anything else, I just want to turn the mic over to you and let you know. Go ahead.
Speak. Amen, amen. Yeah, so I just want to, you know, first acknowledge God and give him all praise, honor, and glory as we do every week. As we say that, and you know, I want to really put a focus on getting back with dedication with God, and just putting him and seeking, as the Bible says, seeking ye first, and always just putting God first in the midst of all our situations, in the midst of all our thoughts, our emotions, how we feel on a day-to-day basis, just always putting him first. And before, where, you know, the devil likes to come and, you know, be that little fly in our ear and be that little you know, ticking sound in our ear to try and get us to go that way or to try to flow that way. But, you know, always stopping ourselves and just stopping ourselves and recollecting our thoughts and seeking ease first. You know, so I want to get back. I know I've had some time away from bringing my word, and I want to apologize to the listeners for that. But I'm going to stay dedicated back on my word, regardless of what my situation is. I always want to take time in my day, no matter how good or bad my day is going, and just seeking ye first. And, you know, just putting him on the forefront of my day. And, you know, no matter what I go through our personal lives, you know, I just want to let everyone know my prayer, my first breath is to God every morning, and my last breath to God is every night. And, you know, I always pray and tell God, thank you for allowing me to wake up in the morning. And then, you know, when I go to sleep, I tell him, you know, thank you, God, for this day, and allow me to wake up tomorrow morning. You know, so, you know, just thanking him for the basics of life, being able to breathe, walk, eat, have a roof over my head. And, you know, I'm going to come back every Monday. I'm going to bring a special word tomorrow, like a special series tomorrow on the air, and then I'm going to regroup myself and start back up on Mondays, every Monday again, and just always, you know, making sure I put the show first and putting God first no matter what I'm going through. Or I could be 800 miles away from my home. That's why God created phones, and there's a phone call to use. So I'm going to go back on my word grind every Monday. I want to briefly just mention the temptations of life, and I'm going to be talking about tomorrow when I come onto my show. I'm going to be talking about temptations the three temptations of Jesus, the three temptations of what life can probably hit you with. And I really want to spend some time on temptation, because temptation can really lead you into a dark place, and temptation can really take you into a whole new life, to live a whole new life in a whole new world. And, you know, temptation is actually a lot of the ways why people seek God or want to seek God or plan to seek God or, you know, want to discover God, because they fell into this dark, deep place of temptation, and temptation ended up getting the best of them, you know. And I really want to spend some time talking about temptation and, you know, relating it back to the Bible. We're going to, you know, focus on the book of Luke tomorrow. And I look forward to it. I look forward to bringing the word back. And it's a way for, you know, me and everybody to, you know, just get embedded with the word of God and just, you know, learn the do's and don'ts and what to do when we do fall into these temptations or when we do fall into this trap, and, you know, how God can get us out of it and what we need to do, and just how easy it is to just turn to God and just, you know, seek him first and put him first and ask him to lead your way. And, you know, I just, you know, really want to put that as my foreground and put that as a, you know, a stone for me to live by. And, you know, the readings help. Listening to the word of God every day helps. And, you know, starting from Genesis, ending
is not available, you know, at the tone. Please.
Yes. I'm not sure what happened there. But, yeah, turning into the word of God and just reading the Bible every day is a good way to stay on track with God, and it's a good way to stay on track with your life and get yourself into shape. And, you know, we don't judge here. You know, I think ever since we started doing this Bible study, you know, you've, Pastor Shaw, kind of always made it clear that this church is not about judgment, nor is God about judgment. We don't judge you based on your past. We don't judge based on your sins, because we all sin and we all fall short of the glory of God. So whatever you've done and wherever you've been at, we've probably been there too, and we've probably done it too. So, you know, we're all about how we're getting back on track with God and how we're going to keep moving forward in God and, you know, stuff like that. So, but thanks for having me on the air today, Pastor. I'm going to be on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. The special series tomorrow. And then I'll be back on the air starting my regular Mondays again. So praise God, and it was good to be here and continue to hear the reading every day and just staying on track. And amen. Thanks again, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California, who comes on bringing the words of encouragement, praise God, out of the King James Version of the Bible, praise God. We truly thank God for him and what he's allowed Minister Andrew to do. Praise God. And we thank God for those that are out there. I see you out there, 3552. God bless you. We do trust in the name of Jesus that as we continue to listen in and support a ministry, we thank God for you hearing us, listening to us, because God's word is true. We read the word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. We read out of the King James Version. Praise God. And my wife and I, we come forth and we share in ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And listen, so do I. And once again, don't worry about the wrong that's been done. Let it be in the past, for God doesn't remember the past. The Bible says he sows it into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers it no more. But we have to confess our sins. 1 John 1:9 says, confess our sins, for he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. God bless you. And no matter how difficult and how odd it might seem, we confess our sins. Praise God. I see you out there, 2045. God bless you. We still come forth. And Minister Andrew Orlander, we want to pray for you and your family and your marriage and trust God got you. He got your back. You know,
if you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
We love you here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we just thank God for you taking that time to come forth and reading the Word of God and bringing forth your testimony on today. We want to ask if you want to close us in prayer, if there's anything else that you'd like to share in with us, or if there's anyone out there that would like to add into the show, we would appreciate it. Come on forth. God bless you.
Okay. God bless.
Praise God.
Wants to come on forth.
Amen.
With the,
go ahead. Do you have
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I thought you were turning over the mic. Sorry.
That's okay.
So, yeah,
it's
if
okay.
anybody wants to come forward and have any prayer requests, come on forward. If not, you know, I just want to share with all the listeners that sometimes the devil will try and get the best of you, but, you know, we're all believers in Christ, and we all fall short, and it's okay to fall short. And I think sometimes people need to hear that it's okay to fall short. And as long as you're asking God to cleanse you of your sins, and you're asking God for repentance of your sins, and you're most importantly confessing your sins, you know, and all sins can be forgiven by the grace of God. As long as we believe in him and believe that he died and rose from the dead, all our sins can be forgiven, which is very important to know. So listen to my words.
It's something else I want to add. I'd like to add something to that, if you don't mind, is that, you know, it's important that, you know, we confess our sins and believe that, you know, God forgives us of our sins. But it's also like he told the woman with the issue of blood is go and sin no more. So we recognize that we don't keep doing the same old, you know, expecting a different result. That's insanity. So we trying to understand and do better. You know, if we know better, we do better, and we try to do better. You know what I'm saying? We fall short. I fall short sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I fall short sometimes. But I trust God will forgive me, for he knows my heart. God knows your heart. Okay? So that's okay. We make sins and we fall short, but there's no one among us righteous. No, not one. But we're not going to use that as an excuse not to be all of what we can be for God. Now, you said something earlier that's very powerful as we've been reading the Word of God. You went back to the book of Deuteronomy. Yes, Lord. And you see in the book of Deuteronomy is when you have Moses getting the Ten Commandments, you know, and so on. So you read that and how we ought to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what's important, you know. But yet the only way we can carry on that heart of God is being born again. We have to do what it says. And if you have your Bible, go to Acts 2:38. Go to Acts 2:38. If you have your Bible, go to Acts 2:38, Brother Andrew. Okay. Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Acts 2:38.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. You see, it's Amen. Not about you. It's about the Christ that's in you that'll bring us back and re-jump, reboot. Mm. We need to be rebooted sometimes. You feel Amen. Me? We got to be rebooted sometimes. So, praise God. You know what I'm saying? I hope that word was encouraging to you, and I definitely thank you. As you continue to close out in prayer, we want to ask everyone to join us again on tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we ask that you continue to be blessed. Go right ahead.
Amen.
And after you pray, I'm going to bring on a song.
Amen, amen. I'm going to leave in prayer for temptation if I can and if I may. For anyone that may be experiencing any type of temptation in their lives, anyone that has experienced or have experienced temptation, I'm going to do a prayer on temptation as I have experienced some temptation lately, and really
Amen.
Just want to pray about it and pray for anybody that has experienced the same thing as I.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus, I try hard not to stumble in my walk of faith, Lord God, but
yes,
you know
Lord.
The temptations that I face today. I experience desires that lead me away from you, Lord God. Sometimes the temptation
yes,
seems too strong for me. The desire seems
yes,
too powerful to resist. I need your
yes.
help in this battle, Lord God. I cannot
yes,
walk
God.
Alone, Lord God. I need your
yes,
guidance.
Lord.
My flesh is weak.
Yes, oh,
Please
God,
help me, Lord
God.
God. Fill me with the
oh,
power
God.
Of your Holy Spirit to
yes,
give me strength. I cannot make it without
yes,
you, Lord God.
God.
Your word
yes,
promises
God.
That I will not be tempted beyond what I can bear.
Yes, God.
I ask you
yes,
for strength
God.
To stand up against temptation each and every time I
yes,
encounter
Lord,
it. Can somebody
Lord,
say something
Lord,
to me?
Lord, yes,
Tell me
Lord,
to stay awake spiritually
because
that temptation won't
yes,
catch
Lord.
Me by surprise.
Yes,
I want to
God.
Always pray so that I won't be dragged away by evil desires.
Yes, Lord.
Help me keep my
yes,
spirit well fed with your holy
keep
word
it, Lord,
so that
God.
I remember
keep
you
it,
are
Lord.
Living in me. And you are greater than every
Jesus.
Power of darkness
yes,
and sin
God.
That is in this world.
Yes, God.
Lord God,
yes,
you
God.
Overcame Satan's temptation.
Yes.
You understand my struggle. So I ask for the
yes,
strength
God.
You had when Satan's attacks in the wilderness. Don't let me be dragged
Help
away
me,
by my own desires. Let my heart
oh,
obey
Jesus,
your
God.
Word, Lord God. Your word
yes,
also tells me
yes,
you will provide a way of escape from
yes,
temptation.
God. You will.
Please,
God.
Lord, give me
you
the
will,
wisdom
God.
To walk away when I am tempted
yes,
and
oh,
the clarity
God.
To see the way out that
oh,
you
God.
Will provide. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, that you are a
faithful oh,
deliverer
thank
and that
you,
I can count on you.
Thank you, Lord.
I can
thank
count
you.
On your help
Hallelujah.
In my time of need.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being
yes,
here for
God.
Me. In the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
And all who join you said, Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Yes, we got
Hallelujah.
People out there listening in. We thank God for you, Minister Andrew. Praise God, and may God hear your word as he does. We pray in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, Lord, so let it be said, so let it be sealed in Jesus' name, recognizing, pleading the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, dear God. We pray
Amen.
For protection and encouragement, and Father, open up that relationship even stronger. Build the relationship even more. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you praise. Help me, O God, in my walk. Help me, O God, in my talk. Help me be the man of God you called me to be, the husband
yes.
you called me to be, O God. Deliver me from any hurt, harm, or danger, or negativity, O God, but give me strength to be proud and strong for my wife and be the husband I'm called to be, Lord God, knowing that the enemy is at work. And we bind and rebuke any negative thought, feelings, or attitude that the enemy tries to bring upon our relationship. We give you strength, God. We give you strength, praise, and glory
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
So tell us, looking out the window, I want to go out there and pray better.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's good.
Amen. We have someone on the mic there. Hello? Okay. Well, praise God. We're going to go and close up for this evening. God bless each and every one of you that are listening. Amen.
Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Be blessed.
No weapon.